Welcome back. You listen to Grilling Guys on the Grilling Guys Talk Network. Hey, it's the weekend. Get out of bed, put your feet on the floor, maybe your boots, because Mother Nature's jerking us around again and gives us a little taste of winter here. But hey, there's no reason not to grill and drink a beer. What you thinking about that, Barbecue Bob?
Well, I think our producer, Mr. Brian Fongers, told us it was January 77th.
Yeah.
So that's pretty good.
Right.
I didn't really understand it at first. I thought he was talking about the year 77 because when I was in the military, 78, I was out in Hawaii. And in 78, I was picking up the newspaper, seeing the blizzards in Michigan.
Right.
And I was just not relating at all because I was laying on the beach reading the press.
Yeah, okay.
Didn't even feel bad. Oh, that doesn't feel bad either. So I'm cranking open an M43 right here. And on the grilling line right now, Jop, you pour yourself a little bit of that. On the grilling line right now, we got Mr. Travis Fritz from Old Nation Brewing Company.
Hey, guys. How are you?
Hey, buddy.
Oh, it's good to talk to you this morning.
Well, it's good to be pouring one of your famous beers.
Yeah, very nice. Well, I'm happy you're doing it.
I tell you what, I got to give you people a little background on you, and you can fill in the mistakes I make. But
sure.
I met Travis about 6 years ago in the parking lot of Alan Bob's. I was doing a remote. I think Joppa, it was maybe even before you were on the show, so weren't there. Because
right.
I think like Kevin Matthews was with me. Or Tony Gates or something.
Oh, just another grill bitch. That's all.
Not as good as you. But anyway, Travis shows up, and he was recommended to me by a friend. And he rolls up, and he's got all these samples of beer. And he gave them to me when he left. We tried a few on air, and I thought, wow, this stuff is crazy good. And he was brewing in Detroit, I believe, at the time, right? Yeah. Is that Brew Detroit?
Right. Yeah, it was brewing at the Detroit Brewing Company, which was kind of a contract brand. We're brewing it all over the place, but I think at that time we were brewing at, Atwater Block in Detroit.
So he tells me he's going to go to Williamston and put in a brewery. And then about a year ago, I tried one of these, maybe it wasn't even a year ago, 6 months ago or so, I tried one of these M43s, and I go, oh my gosh, is that a ridiculously good beer? And then I look at it, and it says Williamston, Michigan, and I go, son of a gun. I lost track of Travis. Where's Waldo?
Yeah.
We finally found you.
Yeah. Well, it was it was a hoot. I think in between the last time you and I spoke, Bob, and now, I was honestly doing a lot of sort of consultation work more than anything. So I really wasn't in the industry at all. I mean, chatting with folks, I'd go, different contracts and go to different breweries and do that work, but it was kind of my job to not be out in the forefront, and so maybe that explains why.
So when did you start Old Nation Brewing Company?
2015, June 10th of 2015.
Oh, my gosh.
Yeah.
2015, 2.5 years.
Yeah, that's right, yeah.
And you've got that thing.
Yeah, I think we, when we started, we, as I said, I didn't have a lot of contact with, folks that were drinking beer in the industry. For some time, I wasn't doing any kind of marketing or sales of my own product, and just kind of thought, as you said, we'd been planning on opening this brewery for a long time, and thought, okay, well, we've been doing this work for 15 or more years professionally. I think we got it under control. Let's look, see where trends are in the U.S. and see if we can't make those beers. Look to the East Coast and the West Coast. Saw a lot of the traditional German styles and English styles, which I think I brought along with me the last time you and I spoke, Bob.
Right. Yeah, mostly German.
Mostly German, yep. And, we're happening on the East Coast and the West Coast. And we thought, well, great, Michigan traditionally has followed those two places. And, honestly, that didn't help us having that kind of a thought pattern at all, because Michigan now really is its own thing. So we started making those traditional beers, which I love to make and drink. And, folks around here just didn't have enough, pull to it. It wasn't different enough, I think, for folks around here. And that's what brought us to the M43.
Okay, so after you gave me a tour of your place, and I'm telling you, Jop, this is a very substantial facility with many, many 40-barrel tanks. I think you have a 40-barrel system.
We do have a 40-barrel system. Yeah, we get a couple 40-barrel tanks. Most of our tanks, thanks to the M43 now, we're acquiring 80 and 120-barrel tanks. Now, so the expansion
Well, time to build a builder big. You build a big building.
You better get some bigger ones, because I did get a chance to try the hottest thing on the market, which was, I think you say Mimi, but the day I was there, you were releasing it, and it was a raucous crowd waiting to cash in their tickets. I think they said they sold out in 3 minutes. 400 people won the chance to buy a case of Mimi, but we'll talk about that in a second. But the funny thing is, see, you did this so wisely in that you stayed in the background. And you learned the industry so well, so that when you did make your launch, you didn't get egg on your face.
Yeah, well, you see a lot in industry. Let me put it this way. I guess we're talking about a food product, right? We're talking about beer, but people love beer more than other food. I mean, you don't see mac and cheese enthusiast groups on Facebook or whatever,
right.
And so they're really invested in it. And because of that, there, I guess starting maybe 10, 12 years ago, there was this tendency for brewers to kind of establish themselves as almost as kind of rock stars, And I thought that was okay, but, not just here in Michigan, but all over the U.S. I feel like some brewers were kind of losing the point. And ultimately, this is a trade, just like carpentry or plumbing or anything else. And if you can't fit a joint, then you can't really be a carpenter, and it doesn't matter how much of a rock star you are,
you're
not able to do your job. And so, for me, particularly coming from Germany, having learned to be a brewer in Germany, where there is no such kind of rock star thing, brewers really are just tradesmen, and the point is, do you make a good product or not? Not can you sell it in a certain way or, under a certain cultural ethic.
Great outlook.
Yep.
So, Travis, we're not even getting into the meat and potatoes here yet, and we've only got a couple minutes left in this segment, so I'm sure you're busy this morning, but can you hang on? We'll chat a little bit more, and can you hang on through the break, and we'll do this one more segment?
Of course, yeah, I'd love to.
That'd be awesome. So, basically, I guess the thought I had when I saw what you had done is... Jop and I go to a lot of breweries because the brewers are friends on the show.
Sure.
And we see a lot of people doing it this way and that way. And am I right here, Jop? Do you see plenty of guys who, when you go there and you just say, well.
Yeah. I mean, it's because they make the beer that they like. And I feel like sometimes they get stuck in a rut.
Yeah,
frankly.
Well, I mean, if you just make the beer, you're exactly right. Right. If you just make the beer that you like, what are you learning?
Right.
How are you expanding yourself as a tradesperson? And I think, just in terms of a personal edification, that's an important thing to do. Is kind of go, growth doesn't happen when you're comfortable,
Right. Exactly. So, Travis, where is the brewery located real quickly?
So right on Grand River, 1500 East Grand River in Williamson, Michigan. So we're just on the outskirts of a real small town here in the middle of the state near Lansing.
All right. Well, that's cool. Well, stick with us if you would, please. We got to take a quick break, but we'll be right back.
Sounds good.
Every time you kiss me, it's like sunshine and whiskey. Slow driving south with the drop top down.